Hey there, Real News with Lee Leffingwell listeners. It's Taylor Swift here sending a big hello your way. Keep tuning in for the latest updates and stay informed. Sending you all my love and support.
And on that note, welcome to the Real News with Lee Leffingwell podcast. And yes, I am back. That's right, I am back after being away for about 3 months. And I just took a break from doing any podcasting. So much has been going on in the news, but the main reason I am here is I want to talk about one of the breaking stories that most of us knew by just watching with our own eyes and listening with our ears, watching the President Biden over the last, 2.5 years since he's been president, slowly decline. I mean, it's common sense that this guy is digressing, that he's got some sort of dementia going. I don't have to be a medical expert to know it or see it. Every week it's something new. If you're paying attention at all to any kind of news at all, every day there's a misstep. I believe last week he was speaking at a conference and said that he was talking to a French president. And the name that he gave was the president that died in 1996. But according to Biden, he just recently spoke to the man. What else? He had somebody at the Oval Office, I believe, yesterday or the day before. And it's all over the news where after President Biden introduced the man and the guy came up and spoke at the podium, Biden didn't know where to stand. So he's like walking around behind him, lost, like waiting for cues from his staff. I don't know. But you know, that's another thing. Like, who are the people that's supposed to be around him protecting the office of the president? Like, doesn't he have people that are in charge to watch this guy closely? And you have to wonder, like, what are they getting paid to do? I mean, they're collecting a salary, but not looking out for his best interest. Like, it's stunning for me to believe that here we are in 2024, and this is where we're at. Now, you got to remember, you know, and a lot of Democrats push back. They say that, you know, Joe Biden is not too old to be president, okay? When the fact of the matter is, I remember very, very clearly when Ronald Reagan was the president, the Democrats bitched and complained. At 73, they said he was too old to run. Bob Dole, 10, 15 years ago, he was also 73, 74. They said he's too old. So now we are in a world, in a fucking upside down clown world, where here is Joe Biden, 81 years old, that is literally too old to run. But I don't really think it's age. I think it has to do with mentality, because, you know, you put him up against Trump, and, you know, Trump is like, 76, 77? But Trump, you know, mentally, he's all there. And you can listen to 10 minutes of Joe Biden speak and 10 minutes of Trump speak, and you can see clearly. And, you know, but everybody wants to divide this and say it's a political issue. I don't care if you're a Democrat, Republican, Libertarian, atheist, you don't care for politics at all. Like, you can't watch Biden and see that there's something wrong there, that he's got some kind of memory lapse going. He can't memorize anything. He'll be in a state, for instance, giving a speech, and he'll say the wrong city or even the wrong state. He's introduced people that he spoke to in the audience, or that he said he was at a fundraiser with, and the person's been dead for, like I said, 10, 15 years. So it's like, where are we at, folks? You know, I don't understand it. But I want to talk clearly about Joe Biden's mental acuity after the Department of Justice full report, which actually came out February 8th, so it was a few days ago. The report released by Special Counsel Robert Hur, and this is what it was said in the report. There is concerns about his advanced age And the report basically said Biden would not face a criminal case. The president's memory is significantly limited during interviews with Robert Hur's office in 2023. Okay, so this is what he said. The reports concluded that in interviews with the president from the special counsel's office, the president did not remember when he was vice president and could not remember significant issues even within several years when his son, Beau Biden, died. Like, those are milestones. Like, how is you as a person forgetting when your own flesh and blood dies? Like, how do you not know when your own son died? How do you not remember that? And, you know, as everyone knows, Joe Biden was vice president to then President Barack Obama from 2000 to 2008. And Biden couldn't even remember the years that he served as vice president. So, and what made it worse was, last Thursday night, after this report came out, at nighttime, Joe Biden was so angry that he decided to do a press conference from the White House. And I'm not going to play sound clips here, folks, but if the White House does not see that this is the final nail in the political coffin for Mr. Sleepy Joe Biden, if they don't see it, well, real news for Lee Leffingwell, me, Lee Leffingwell, I'm here to tell you that this is the political nail in the coffin. They're not going to come back from this, folks. I feel so strongly about this last Thursday night interview at the White House that I'm urging every listener that after you're done listening to my podcast, to go to YouTube and watch the press conference he gave to respond to these allegations. And the guy was like, you know, like you see these older people that literally lose their shit and they have all these anger issues and like they're out of control. Well, guess what, folks? That's part of memory lapse. That's part of the results of dementia. It's an issue of your brain, folks, when you're that age. And this is what he did. So he basically came out yelling at the press. You know, he basically said, how the hell dare he raise that? I don't need anyone to remind me of when he passed away. First of all, what does that even mean? The special counsel basically said they interviewed the president and he's the one that couldn't remember when his son died. The special counsel never reminded Biden of when his son passed away. So that on its face falls flat. Falls flat on his face. It makes no fucking sense. So watch the press conference. He also went on to say, you'll see where there's reporters asking him questions and he's like, I'm well-meaning, I'm an elderly man and I know what the hell I'm doing. I've been president and I put this country back on its feet. I don't need his recommendation. You don't need his recommendation. These are medical diagnoses of your fucking ability. And like, how are we in a world where we are ignoring this? How are we in a world where this guy is not fired, terminated from being the president? I mean, we're basically saying this guy has a memory problem. This guy can't remember when his son died, but it's okay. Here's the keys for the White House. You can be the president and run the country and have your fucking finger on the nuclear codes. Have we lost our mind as a country? You know who I blame for this? Each and every one of us. That we let this system get to this point. It's insane. It's crazy. So that's where we're at, folks. I mean, you know, the report came out saying his memory is significantly limited. Significantly. Significantly. That word alone should scare you. It's not like his memory is slightly limited or barely limited. It's significantly limited. I'm having a problem pronouncing that word. So, and that now that's during just simple interviews about, you know, when did your son die? When, you know, I mean, again, and for Biden to come out and say my memory is fine is insane. Actually, I wasn't going to play this clip, but I have to let you hear the president in his own words at the White House last Thursday night. And who let this guy out of the basement? Why didn't that Dan not put this guy to bed early that night? If the White House had any sense, they would have replied to this, but they would have waited to the next day. But of course, this president doesn't want to do that. So I want you to hear what he has to say, because it's crazy. Here we go.
As you know, the special counsel released his findings today about their look into my handling of classified documents. I was pleased to see he reached a firm conclusion that no charges should be brought against me in this case. I've seen the headlines since the report was released about my willful retention of documents. These assertions are not only misleading, they're just plain wrong. I know there's some attention paid to some language in the report about my recollection of events. There's even reference that I don't remember when my son died. How in the hell dare he raise that? Frankly, when I was asked the question, I thought to myself, it wasn't any of their damn business. I'm well-meaning, and I'm an elderly man, and I know what the hell I'm doing. I've been president, and I put this country back on its feet. I don't need his recommendation.
Is your memory, and can you continue as president?
My memory is so bad, I let you speak.
Your memory has gotten worse, Mr. President?
My memory is not good. My memory is fine. My memory, take a look at what I've done since I've become president.
So there we go, folks. You see the way he was talking to the press? Somebody said, is your memory getting so bad that you're having a problem as the office of the presidency to do your job? And this asshole says, my memory is so fine that I let you speak. And it's like, what the fuck does that even mean, dude? Like, why is this being allowed? If it was you in a fucking mediocre job, at the bottom of the barrel job, you would be fucking sent home permanently. You'd be fired. The average American would be terminated from their job. If you ran a business, you would be fucking ran out of a business. You would be bought out. You would be fucking canned. But we let this guy run the entire fucking United States. We are allowing this to happen. Why? How did our system get so corrupt? Folks, if you're not realizing that our system is corrupt and broken, then you're never going to see it. And these people that still support this guy, please tell me, why do you support him? How are you not seeing what we're seeing? I don't understand it. When I see this guy on TV, I'm just like, you know, I'm waiting for, what was that fucking show called years ago? Punked? The fuck was that guy's name? Y'all know what I'm talking about. The show Punked, where the guy would come out and fucking, you know, they would play like some thing that would make it seem like it was a serious event. And then they would come out and they would just be like, ha, we got you. We fucking fooled you. Whatever the case may be. Like, I'm waiting for somebody to jump out and say, we've been fooling you this entire time. This guy is not the president. Like, where's the punchline? Is what I want to know. This guy's memory is not fine. This guy has not been fine. Before he became president, he wasn't fine. Folks, listen to me. Go back to the 70s and 80s. You don't have to go back. We have something called YouTube now, and you can find it yourself. This guy has never been very bright. He's never been the fucking sharpest knife in the drawer. Go back and look in the 70s and 80s. This cocksucker ran for president 2 times in the late 70s and 80s, and go look at the news reports where he was forced to stop running for president because of plagiarism. This guy copied everything he did. He lied about his fucking school record. There's videos out there where he said he was a number one in a class, and it came out later that he didn't even make the top 50 of his classes. This guy has lied and bullshitted his way through politics for the last 4 to 5 decades. So now, you people that voted for Joe Biden, you think he's going to change his ways now in his late fucking 70s? I mean, well, I'm sorry, he's in his 80s now. This guy's never changed. This guy has never been bright. Go and look at the old videos of him on the Senate floor, the way he talks. The guy's a narcissist, a liar, a bullshit artist, a fucking pedophile, as far as I'm concerned. You know, and what's up with him with sniffing all these kids' hair and touching these kids inappropriately? How in the hell did we allow this clown to get this far in politics? This has to tell you how corrupt our system is. And, you know, I blame you Republicans, too, in the White House, in Congress, in the Senate. You all know that there's something wrong with this guy. You've known that there's something wrong with this guy for decades. You guys work alongside him as colleagues, and you've looked the other way this entire time? How did we even let this guy become the president? Which tells you our system must be broken. Has to be. You know, I used to always think that the right, we have the best system in the world as far as electing a president. But after seeing this guy literally be fucking drug across the finish line, literally steal the presidential election, I mean, I'm going to say it. If anybody can see that this election was rigged, you've got to be out of your mind. I feel like, I don't know what kind of a system we need, but I think our system is broken. I don't know if it can be fixed. But again, I used to think we had the best system in the world. Every 4 years, the people elect a president. But at this point in time, are the people really electing a president? I don't have much faith in our fucking presidential election system. I don't. You've seen I've been critical about my own towns here in Ocala, Florida, Marion County, Florida, city of Ocala. You've seen I've been critical about the local elections. And like I said, here we have corruption at the national stage. You don't think there's corruption on the local level? I mean, it's 10 times worse. So what is the answer, though? I don't know. But I know we need a new system because the one we have just simply don't work. And after the 2020 election, which I truly believe was rigged, I believe it was stolen from Donald J. Trump because they didn't want this guy in there because he was fucking making people's heads roll. He was making people be held accountable. He was making you responsible for your own work. He was making the Senate and the House and the Department of Justice and the FBI and the everything. He was making them actually work for their money again. He was making these people work and showing the people that wasn't producing the door. And that's what we need. We need a businessman in the White House, folks. And I think I do truly believe that it was stolen from him and they put this guy in it. And immediately, go back and look, the very first 24 hours where Joe Biden became president, instead of researching the things that Donald Trump put in place, this guy just pretty much reversed every single decision, including the border wall stuff, with an executive order. We just reversed all the policies. And now, here we are 3 years later, these are the results. You see what's happened at the border. You see the inflation. And that's another thing. The White House wants to tell us that inflation isn't bad. I mean, they just want to keep telling people what people can see with their own eyes. Like, stuff now costs more money than it ever did. Is anybody listening to me, do you not agree with that? If you go to a restaurant, it costs more. If you go to get gas, it costs more. If you go to rent a house, it costs more. If you go to buy a house, it costs more. You go to buy a car, a truck, a boat, everything costs way more than it did 4 years ago. It's just the facts, folks. But the White House wants to keep gaslighting Americans by telling them the opposite, that everything's fine. Biden's got everything under control. You just heard Biden out of his own mouth. He said he knows what he's doing. He's put this country back on his feet. How has he put the nation back on his feet? Every single big city run by liberal leaders since 2020 till now, go and look this up, has almost doubled in crime, whether it be robbery, homicide, shootings, home invasions, carjackings, especially carjackings in cities like Chicago and Baltimore, Maryland, and the Washington, D.C. area. Folks, trust me, I've done my homework. Look it up. So what has he done? What has he put back together? Why isn't this guy being held to the fire? Why doesn't reporters come at him every chance they get? They're like, stop right there, Mr. President. You said you put the country back together. Give us examples of how you put it back together. You know, and the Democrats and the liberals, these rich people too, they want to talk about the stock market. Well, the stock market the other day had the worst loss in years. So please, somebody listening to me, tell me how he's put everything back together. Tell me how we are economically better than we were under Donald Trump. Because the fact is, under Donald Trump, we were safer. Inflation was lower. Gas prices was lower. Everything was lower. Milk, eggs, cheese, restaurant food, anything you can imagine was lower. By hundreds and hundreds of dollars, especially when you go to renting a place or buying a place. So I just don't see where the guy has been that great. He keeps saying, he keeps saying stuff like, don't listen to what I do. What'd he say? Don't listen to what you hear. Watch what I do. Well, I've been watching and I just don't see anything. I don't see anything significant. So I just don't get it, folks. And I don't get how we are, how he's escaping a potential trial. I just don't get it. I mean, like I said, the report came out. They say he's a well-meaning elderly man with a very poor memory. These are facts. So I just don't get it. I mean, this is a report. This is stuff that they've researched and they've taken time to put together. And the White House just wants to come out and say, oh no, don't listen to any of that at all. We're supposed to just ignore it. Everything's fine, folks. This guy's your president. This guy can't even come to your city or your hometown and even pronounce the name of your city, or he'll forget the state that he's in. I mean, somebody please wake me up from the Twilight Zone. But anyway, there you have it, folks. And I just wanted to put that out there. I wanted to come back and address this. I appreciate all the emails I've gotten from a lot of you. Probably in the last couple of weeks, they're like, where have you been? Well, I haven't, I'm fine and everything, folks. I just haven't been on here. But I'm going to try to get back on here and make this a regular thing. To be honest, I just kind of got burned out, if I'm being honest with you. But I will be back. And we will all talk again soon. And keep the emails coming, folks. I like to read what you have to say. And yes, anybody listening to me, whether if you're a Republican, Democrat, I really don't care who you are. If you do think that Biden's a good president and you have actual facts, I'm willing to say that I'm wrong somewhere. Please tell me about some things that I'm missing. I've heard people tell me that I'm missing out on a lot of the things he did. I've also heard the White House themselves and the vice president herself and different stuff out of different people out of the White House say that there's things that I don't know that he's doing well. And, Joe Biden himself said that the news and the media is against him. Well, I don't see that. I see that the media was against Trump. But if I'm missing something, or if he did something substantial, or if he's changed your life, if you're just a regular listener to me, I don't even care if you live in my city, if you're on the road, I know some truckers listen to me. If you're in another state and he's done something wonderful for your state or in your community, or if Joe Biden has changed your life with any of his economic policies, shoot me an email and I will talk about what he did. I want to see something that he did. If you know of anything that he did well in your community, in your state, please, I implore you to share it with me, because guess what? I do a lot of research. I can't find anything, folks. Anything that this man has touched, he has fucking destroyed in my eyes. So I want somebody to show me that maybe there's something that I'm overlooking that I've missed, because I just don't see it. I don't see how this guy is a great president, but we have, what, 75 million people that hate the guy's guts and didn't vote for him, and we have about 75 million people that it looks like really like the guy and they voted for him. So if you're one of those 75 million that supported Joe Biden way back in the beginning and you're still supporting him and you think that I'm wrong 100%, please email me with facts and show me how things have changed under Joe Biden's leadership. Give me something substantial. Give me some links that I could also click to verify what you're talking about, because it's easy to just write out something, but I want to see something verifiable where I can compare it myself. And if I've got it wrong sometime or somewhere here with Joe Biden, I will say that I got it wrong. So hopefully someone will send me an email and show me some things that he did. Because, you know, honestly, folks, I want to support my president. I have a lot of respect for the office of the presidency, but I don't have respect for this man. I don't think that he's a well-meaning person. I think he's an angry, miserable person. I don't think he's made a lot of friends in politics in Washington over the years. I really don't. But anyway, so that's where I'm at with that. I'm not going to keep going all over this, but you get where I'm coming from. If you have anything good to say about him, or if you know of any accomplishments that he's done, please, I want to know what they are, because I don't see them. And again, realnewsocala@gmail.com is where you can email me. And on my next podcast, I'll bring it up. So we'll go from there. But anyway, thanks for everybody for listening. I will be back again shortly, probably within a week or two. Thanks for all the support over the last couple of years for my podcast. And if you feel likely to do so, please give me a review on either Spotify, Amazon Music, or if you listen to me on Apple Podcast, give me a review. I hope you give me a 5-star review. And if you're listening to my podcast, I've also noticed that some of you are not liking or subscribing. Please just click the subscribe button or the like button on whatever platform you're listening to me on. I really appreciate it. Again, thanks for listening.